This podcast helps you to understand the nature of the relationship between Elizabeth and her parliaments. In Elizabethan times, Parliament had far less power than it does today. Although the Privy Council met almost every day, Parliament only met when the monarch called its members together. Elizabeth used Parliament less than earlier Tudors, and in her reign, Parliament only spent 35 months in session. That is, 35 months in 45 years. Although the years between 1580 and 1603 were dominated by concerns over religion and war with Spain, this meant that Elizabeth needed to call Parliament more often. There were three parts to Parliament. 1. The monarch. Elizabeth only appeared at rare and special occasions. 2. The House of Lords, which was made up of nobles and bishops. And 3. The House of Commons, which was made up of MPs. These were members of the gentry and had been selected to attend by other gentry. Most of the time, the Queen ruled by proclamations. These were royal orders that had the force of law. There were three reasons why Elizabeth would have to call Parliament. 1. To make major changes to the laws of the land. 2. To introduce new punishments. And 3. To raise new taxes, as Parliament had to meet to give the people's approval. When Parliament did meet, Elizabeth controlled what it could discuss. She made sure it could not discuss anything to do with religion, her marriage, the succession, and foreign policy. Elizabeth also tried to keep control of what happened in Parliament in other ways. For example, local lords selected MPs, and they were expected to ensure that suitable MPs were chosen. William Cecil, Elizabeth's Secretary of State, also used his patronage to select 26 MPs in 1584. In addition to this, several Privy Councillors served in the House of Commons, and the Privy Council was responsible for organising daily business in Parliament. Elizabeth also maintained control in that she could always refuse to sign laws that she didn't agree with, and she could close Parliament. Usually Elizabeth offered compromises, though, so that Parliament gained some of what they wanted. This was important, as it allowed Elizabeth to be seen as offering concessions to Parliament. Elizabeth did face opposition from some areas. The most troublesome of these were the Puritans. The Puritans were Protestants who were happy that England had broken away from the Catholic Church, but wanted more. They wanted Elizabeth to marry a Protestant prince and make sure her successor was Protestant. Plus, they wanted Elizabeth to change the way the church was organised. And finally, they wanted local church groups to be able to choose their own leaders. This was called Presbyterianism. 3. They wanted MPs to have freedom of speech. Puritans also complained using other means. For example, John Stubbs wrote a pamphlet criticising Elizabeth for considering a marriage with the French Catholic, the Duke of Anjou. Elizabeth punished Stubbs by chopping his right hand off. It is important to remember that the Puritans were opposed to Elizabeth's policies, but they were not opposed to Elizabeth's right to be queen.
This podcast is from Hodder GCSE History Dynamic Learning and is copyright Hodder & Stoughton.